Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Sally Field, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I really enjoyed the film. It's certainly an in-depth look at how politics was back in the day, back in Lincoln's time. It made me wonder, has politics changed at all, or has it changed a lot? What do you think, having been involved with the film and seeing how things worked in Lincoln's time?
I don't really know. I mean, certainly you see some similarities in that you see two polarized positions that are so locked into their own rightness that they can't see the big picture. And they've lost sight of whatever the big picture is. In this case, to Mr. Lincoln, it is saving the United States, saving the idea, the magnificent idea of democracy, of people governing themselves. And that's what he's fighting for, and he's listening to both sides. And so there are some similarities, and you certainly see that. But it's also a character study of this complicated, flawed man and his family, and what it costs him to sort of be thrust into this time in history. And what it takes to achieve what he feels he has to achieve.
It definitely takes a toll on his relationship with his wife. How would you describe their relationship at the time of this film?
Well, you kind of are plopped into the middle of their relationship in the White House. They had been married at that time many, many years. They'd been married for 20 years. Before that, they'd had a child die. Before they got to the White House, they'd had a child die when they were in the White House. And they're both tired and worn out. And the war had been going on, and it had been grisly and awful. And they both are tortured by what this is. And the weight of being in the White House, and yet she is, you know, a very, very complicated character in that she loves being at the heart of it and yet doesn't. But she was the most underexamined, underappreciated, really maligned woman in American history. Had there not been a Mary Todd, there would not have been an Abraham Lincoln. She really found him early on. He was a bumbling kind of country lawyer, awkward and gawky and brilliant. And she recognized his brilliance, said she was going to marry him and he was going to be president. And she came from a political family, a powerful political family. She came from wealth in the South. She was raised by slaves. She was highly educated, really smart, and was really politically savvy. And she honed him and really encouraged him and supported him and was his constant support and advisor and confidant, and really just lost that position when he went to the White House because the cabinet took over and pushed her out. And they hated her. Because she was outspoken and she made some enemies. She did some stupid things, yes. She was imperious but she also did some really smart things, and she aided him in a way that was fundamental. I mean, she thought it was important to have a symbol for something that the country was fighting for. When she moved into the White House, it was a pigsty, literally. You know, people would come and talk about their problems with the farms or the bridges or whatever, and they brought their livestock with them, and they left them there. I mean, you know, it's all the things that pigs and chickens and cows leave behind was there, and Mary was horrified, and it was not treated with any kind of reverence. And she thought, to have something worth fighting for, you had to have a symbol of the weight and power and worth of what the United States was, and she went about to make it that, to turn it into that. And yes, she spent way too much money, this is true, but the idea behind it was right. She was right. And she gave a lot of parties and receptions because she was smart enough to know that that's where business really got done. And they resented it a lot because the war was going on, but she was right. She was right. And yes, she was at the heart of it because she was wanted to be. And the term first lady was coined on her. She was the first lady. And it was given to her not out of affection, put it that way.
Interesting. You also have to deal with the big costumes, lots of crinoline, a big dress to handle. Did it take you a while to get used to moving in the dresses?
Well, not really. I mean, I was bigger. I gained 25 pounds to try to match what her measurements were. They have documented her actual measurements from fittings that she would do. So I had a bit more girth on me as well. It takes some getting used to, but not really. I once you move around it and really understand how it's almost like a weapon, you know, that you can whirl that in the skirt, it just knocks everyone down. And it keeps people at a distance. It's an interesting tool, this skirt, this crinoline, this amount of plumage on her, which was interesting. Joanna Johnston, the costume designer, is just so brilliant, who did the research. And much of the costumes, literally virtually almost all of the costumes you see in the film that Mary wears are replicas of the actual clothes that they had pictures of.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Working with Daniel Day-Lewis, he's very intense. Did you have a good time?
Well, we're all intense. Yeah. I never noticed that he was more intense than anybody else because that's what the piece called for. It was certainly a gift for me to, first of all, be able to have the opportunity to play a character of this magnitude with a text by Tony Kushner, standing across from the brilliant Daniel Day-Lewis and directed and shepherded by Steven Spielberg. It basically doesn't get any better than that.
For sure. Obama has quite often quoted Lincoln, and I know he has a great admiration for him. Do you see any parallels between what Lincoln did in that time and what Obama is doing today?
Well, I think I see a lot of parallels in the fact that what he's trying to do, but again, he's running across a very divided country. Which is similar. And he's having to negotiate very difficult waters. And it's really hard.
Do you think he's has a good chance to win in the election?
I hope so. It's tomorrow, so I hope so.
All right. 2 more minutes. All right. What is Steven Spielberg like as a director? How does he work with you? Is he a very intimate director, or does he just kind of leave you alone?
Oh, he's brilliant. I mean, Stephen, and I think with the participation of Daniel, created this space, this safe space for actors to do what they do. I've never had that before. I will never have it again, I'm sure. I am method. It's how I work. I studied with Lee Strasberg, so yes, I create a character as much as I can and stay there, and I carry it, the character with me the rest of my life, basically. But I've always felt I had to hide it because they people think you're weird or whatever. And besides that, you can't talk about the process. You can't do it. But they created this space where, the crew just sort of fell away. You didn't have crew, yelling to move flights. This is what the crew has to do. They don't know that. How hard it is for the actors to stay in this like little cocoon. They nobody's telling jokes and playing cards and all that sort of stuff. They just sort of fell away when I would come on. I never sensed them there, and so all the scenes are like three character scenes as far as I'm concerned. There's my darling Mr. Lincoln and myself and Stephen somewhere. And half the time I never knew where he was. He never left the set. He was always on the floor or somewhere. He would drop down and I'd hear someone say something provocative and interesting in my ear. And I go, oh, yeah, yeah. And or he'd take my hand or He was so loving and protective and challenging at the same time, and hands-on. He was in the heart of it, in the thick of it. It was an extraordinary experience. I'll never have it again. But he did have it. I have this, and it'll stay with me always.
Fantastic. Sally Field, thank you so much.
Thank you.